Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today we're going local, and we love to do that because you don't have to go traveling way, way off far distances, getting on an airplane, or even piling all those bags and coolers and all that stuff into a car to have a great vacation. And I'm sitting here with Olivia Varnson, who is part of the Travel Bags team. She does all this researching and helping us with writing articles and things for our website. Hope you guys are checking that out at travelbagswithanita.com and seeing some of those great articles that we're putting out. Now, Olivia, today's show is brought to you by the Sepal Island Birdhouses, and we just in the last segment talked about going down there, so that's definitely a going local that someone can do, but Toccoa has a lot to offer.
Yeah, the great thing about all the different mountain towns in Georgia is they each have a unique history, so you have a unique experience to each town you go to, and Toccoa certainly has a great history behind it.
Well, it does. Toccoa is named from the Cherokee word, Toccoa, which means beautiful. And also, too, the Cherokee call that whole area there the Great Blue Hills of God. So it's just very beautiful up there, and you can really see how those names would have been attached to it hundreds of years ago, because I'm sure it hasn't changed in terms of that. We certainly have more development now, but it's still beautiful.
Right. People have been in awe of its beauty for hundreds, thousands of years.
They have. You know, it's nestled in the foothills of the southern Appalachian Mountains, and it's a very historic town. It's perfect for relaxation, exploration, and, of course, that adventurous kind of spirit that people may have where they want to hike in the forest, in the woods, and find those hiking trails. You can certainly do a ton of that there.
Absolutely. And you can also, you know, take in different outdoor activities in the local parks. There's a lot of art and culture going on, you know, local furniture makers and craftspeople. So there's a lot to take in this small little town.
That's true. And the great thing about it is that there's something to do year round. So there's no, it's winter now, so I can't go. There's something to do year round. And, you know, when you talk about an area being very, very beautiful and blue because of the greens and the forests and really the pristineness of it, you can just imagine that during the fall, it must really be beautiful when the leaves are changing.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure, you know, over the holidays, there's a lot of pretty lights strung up in the historic district of the town. And there's even an ice skating rink in the winter. So, and of course, spring, you know, right now, it's everything's in full bloom.
Everything's coming back alive.
So there's no wrong time of year to go visit Toccoa.
There's no wrong time. And it's very close, too, because, I mean, it's just here in Gainesville, it's just a little hop up the road. For folks who are listening that live in the Atlanta area, it's a little bit further, about 90 minutes. But, you know, it's really close. So you can definitely do a quick staycation by just going up for the day and doing a couple of activities. Or if you want to spend the night, we'll talk about some of the accommodations and things that you can do if you want to make a weekend of it, which I think would be a good idea.
Right. I mean, who doesn't want to stay in a little cabin in the mountains and, you know, have those perfect scenic views all around you?
Well, lots of opportunities to take pictures. I love that. Even if it's selfies. Selfies are
right.
Well, pictures.
Selfies are beautiful pictures, too.
They're self-portraits. You know,
yes.
Those have been going on for a long time, too. But now there are over 56,000 acres of water and 962 miles of shoreline. So there are also a lot of water activities that you can do, too. Fishing, going out on kayaks, boating. There's lots of things that you can do on the various lakes that are there as well.
Right. And there's also a Currahee Club Mountain Lake golf community. So you can golf right along, you know, in that beautiful scenery, too.
Well, that's good to know about golfers because, you know, a lot of times golfers are looking for a course that can challenge them. They maybe have gotten a little accustomed to the course that they usually are golfing on, so now they're looking for something different. So great weekend getaway for the guys to go up and maybe have a golfing weekend. Well, ladies like to golf too, so they can do that as well. And then there's great shopping for both to take in the shopping as well.
Absolutely.
Now, Toccoa Falls is there as well.
Yes, Toccoa Falls features a waterfall with a 186-foot vertical drop, and it's actually pretty accessible. You enter through the Gate Cottage gift shop. There's also a restaurant right there, and it's about a 100-yard path to find the waterfall, which is also wheelchair accessible so everyone can enjoy this beautiful, serene waterfall.
Well, that is very, very true. You know, it's one of the highest free-falling waterfalls east of the Mississippi River. And it's very popular, as you mentioned, with tourists, but local folks like to go there too. So again, when we talk about staycations, going up to Toccoa Falls would be a great, great example of something to do. Because you know, this whole area now, as well as the town of Toccoa, was named one of the top 200 best towns for outdoorsmen by Outdoor Life magazine. So, hey, head on up there if you're that outdoor kind of person.
Yeah. And then you can also hike the Panther Creek Trail, also featured in the top 100 hikes in America by Backpacker Magazine. So this is a world-renowned town we're talking about. It's very popular with hikers, outdoors people, and adventurers just getting away in nature.
And, you know, I'm sure some people are saying, well, who knew? You know, they may not have known that all of this was going on in Tocoa and all these great opportunities. So you definitely want to check it out. And now Tocoa Falls, I mean, it's open year-round, so you can go anytime. It's open from 10 to 5, so you want to definitely plan that trip when you can go and do some of the things that are associated with the falls there. So great idea. Check out the Gate Cottage Restaurant, as you mentioned. And also, too, did you know that there's a college there? You know, you could go to college. At Tocoa Falls College.
So you can, oh, wow, yeah, the Tocoa Falls College. Can you imagine going to school there? I'm sure it would take some of the edge off of exams and papers and all that if you have this beautiful nature to escape to.
For your studying, yes.
Right.
So, you know, those pulling those all-nighters when you have those big exams coming up wouldn't be so tough if you have that nice sound of the waterfall in the background. Now, Tocoa Falls College is a four-year Christian liberal arts college that was founded in 1907. So it's been there for a while. And again, some people may not realize that that is there and available for them. Now, as we mentioned, it's very popular with hiking and with outdoorsmen, but that whole Stevens County has a lot to see and do, you know, outside. So not only just Tocoa, but if you think about the Stevens County Recreation Area, there's the Broken Bridge Fishing Pier. So for people who want to go fishing and maybe not actually get down close to the lakes, you could probably fish off the pier there. And it's one of four access ramps to Lake Hartwell. So again, Lake Hartwell goes all the way over there to Stevens County. So that's a pretty large lake there if you want to get out and do some boating and do some things like that too. Horseback riding, biking, if you like mountain biking, this is a great spot as well to put this on your list for doing that too. Now, if you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I are talking about a staycation up to Tocoa in Stevens County. So it's not a bad time to go now. Or later in the year, or anytime really, because we've talked about all the year-round things you can do.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to this past weekend. My mom and I went to the antique mall in Monroe. There's also an antique mall in Tocoa in historic downtown called the Whistle Stop Antique Mall, featuring over 20,000 square feet of vintage furniture, clothing, home decor, and I'm sure you can find some really great gems.
Oh, I definitely think you can find some really good gems. You know, arts and crafts you'll probably find there too, especially those things that maybe are associated with, you know, the Appalachian area, Appalachian Mountain area. So you probably can find some really cool crafts and really great artwork there too.
Yeah, probably a great way to take in and learn about the culture of the area.
Exactly, exactly. Which, you know, is filled with a lot of culture. We've already mentioned that it's a very historic city, so lots to see and learn if you go there. Now, we have lots more to say about Tocoa, and we're coming up to the end of this segment here. But now, when we come back, we want to talk about some other things to do, because if you do want to spend the night, Olivia, there are some great places to stay and some great restaurants, and there's a fantastic Main Street. So when we come back, we definitely want to talk about some of those things. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, another great place to go for a staycation just right down the road. About 5 hours from here. Not 5 miles. That would be really close. About 5 hours from here. You can pack up the car. We'll probably want to spend the night there. So check out the Sapelo Island Birdhouses at their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. Now, when we come back, we have more about Tocoa and Stevens County. So you guys stay put. We'll be back in just a moment. You're on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Was in the spring. One sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. And I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of